Hi, everyone, and welcome to Take 10 for Torah, number 305. Any feedback, please send to Rabbi Yismach at take10fortorah.org. That's the number 4. I wanted to begin this new week, Parshas Vayikra. Again, we're just a few weeks out from Pesach. I hope to speak a lot about Pesach. There's so much to know about Pesach. But today, sort of synthesize Vayikra and Pesach together. Vayikra, usually the big discussion that everybody has is why the small aleph. There's a small aleph in the word Vayikra, but I'd like to speak about the third word of the parasha, Vayikra el Moshe, because we know there's an interesting medrash. Medrash tells us that Moshe had a variety of names. Asara Shemas Nikur Lo Moshe, Yered Chever Yukusi La Vigdar, Avisocho, Avizanuach, Avtuvia Shmo, Shmaya Shmo, bunch of different names, so a lot of names, and not sure what it said on his license, but a bunch of different names were attributed to Moshe. And of course, we know names are generally associated with the idea of defining something that a person does or something that a person is. But specifically, the name Moshe is chosen to be the name of choice throughout the entire Torah. Okay, so the Medrash explains why. So Chaver is Shechibra Sabanim Le'avim Shebashamayim. He connected people to God. Avigdor is, in a way, he was the father of all lawmakers. Avisocho, he was the father of all prophets. Okay, so the question, of course, is Moshe, and why he is named Moshe. If he has all of these inspiring names, why is Moshe the one chosen? So we know the story of the origin of Moshe's name. Vatered bas paro lirchotz al hayar. Moshe is the baby in the basket, and we're not exactly sure what's going to happen with Moshe. And what happens is she finally is able to reach this little baby in a basket, and min hamayim mishisihu. Therefore, vatikra shemo Moshe, vatomer ki min hamayim mishisihu. She calls him Moshe for this reason. Min hamayim mishisihu means pulled him out of the water. So he's the I pulled him out of the water kid. Now, there's a different discussion, of course, about how exactly this works. Why would, you know, Bas Paro, the daughter of Paro, be speaking Hebrew? Why would she be using the phrase min hamayim mishisihu? I don't want to get into that right now. But in any event, the origin of the name Moshe comes from something which doesn't seem so sacred, doesn't seem so inspirational. It's not because he was a prophet or a lawgiver, but because he got schlepped out of the water. Okay, so that's the name Moshe, and the question is why. So the Medrash says, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Chayecha, Mikol Shema Shenikra Lecha Eini Kara Oscha Ela B'Shem Shekaraschah Bisya Bas Paro. The name that I'm going to call you, of all of the names, all of the wonderful names that you have, Vayikra El Moshe, I'm specifically going to call you Moshe, because that's the name that she named you. And so in this, we have this incredible lesson where she was the one who, so to speak, did God the favor of saving God's Savior, Moshe, who saved the Jewish people. So the Hakaras HaTov, the gratitude that God has for this woman, for Bisya Bas Paro, is that the name that she chose for Moshe is the name that the Torah ultimately will use, even though he had all of these other titles. It's as if God is saying, it's the least that I can do. It's the least that I can do for you, for everything that you did for my people, for Moshe himself. And that's the fundamental Hakaras HaTov that we find in so many places. And here we see it actually in this Medrash painted as if God uses the same Hakaras HaTov as well. And we see this so many times, how fundamental Hakaras HaTov is. But I want to focus today on Hakaras HaTov vis-a-vis Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's a lot of theological importance to Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Exodus from Egypt. We're going to probably mention that over the course of the next few weeks. But I want to talk about something even as basic as Hakaras HaTov. And here we have God exercising Hakaras HaTov, you know, but it says more specifically, Ba'ata, in the Parshvi, this is back in Shemos, one safer back. So he encounters the burning bush, and he says, go and save the Jews. Moshe says to God, you know, what am I going to do? I'm going to go to Paro. Who am I? Will I take the Jews out of Egypt? He's very hesitant. He's very skeptical. But if you look on the Medrash Tanchuma, what was his problem? Why didn't he want to take the job? So other sources have it that he didn't want to take the job because he didn't think that he was worthy. He didn't think that they were worthy. But listen to this Medrash Tanchuma. When God said to Moshe, Moshe said, Ribon Ha'olam, Eini Yachol, I can't do this job. Why? Not because I'm not worthy, not because the Jewish people aren't worthy, but rather the Medrash says, "Mepnei shekiblani Yisro," because Yisro took me in when I was a lost, you know, running away, a refugee from Paro. "Mepnei shekiblani Yisro upasach lo es pesach beiso," and he opened up his house, "va'ani imo kiben," and I am like a son to him. Umishahu posteach pischol lechaveru, and one who opens up his house to another person, nafsho hu chayev lo. You are obligated with your life to that person, for that person. And so you have to understand that this is pretty amazing. The reason that he can't go and save the Jewish people, it's not because he thinks he's not going to be the good emissary. It's not because he thinks the Jewish people can't be saved, but it's because I have to go and speak to my father-in-law first. I have to check with him. Right, and the gravity of this is, we say in the pasuk over there, "Vayelech Moshe v'yashav al Yisro chosno." Moshe goes back to his father-in-law Yisro. "Vayomer lo elacha nav yashuva lachay sheber Mitzrayim." I want to go and return to my brethren in Egypt. There, and I will see ha'odam chayim. I want to see if they're alive. You know, there's a fundamental life and death aspect to this. And "Vayomer Yisro l'Moshe lech l'shalom." And so Yisro says, "Okay, fine, go," but fundamentally, the reason he doesn't want to go is because he doesn't think he could do this to Yisro. He owes Yisro too much. And even to save the Jewish people, you have to make sure you have first saved, or I should say, pay your debts. Because Mishahu poseach pischo lechavero nafsho hu chayev lo. So we have God exercising hakaras hatov to Moshe or to Bisi Bas Paro. We have Moshe exercising hakaras hatov to Yisro because he's not willing to take the job before he does his reckoning with Yisro. And then finally, the penultimate moment of the receiving of the Torah, we have the same midah pointed out. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, asher hotzeisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beis avadim. I am the Lord your God, who took you out of Egypt. Now, if you had to put together a resume for God, so there's a lot of stuff you could put on this resume. You could talk about how he created the universe. You could talk about how he created the Grand Canyon. You could talk about anything. But why asher hotzeisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beis avadim, says the Ramban? Because Amr lehem ze shehem chayavin shehi Hashem hagadol v'hanechbod v'hanora hazeh lehem lelukim. It's obligatory for them to accept God upon them. Sheyavdu, that they serve him, ki hu padeh osam me'avdus Mitzrayim, because he redeemed them from the servitude of Egypt. Kitam avodayhem asher hotzisi osam me'eretz Mitzrayim. The most fundamental reason that the Jews are going to enter this program of Judaism, the most basic idea, is because you were just saved. He speaks to the people who were just saved. Yeah, I could give you a whole theological resume on how important it is to worship God and how important it is to understand and to recognize the creator of the universe. But here we have something so much more fundamental, and that is, I took you out of Egypt. And that basic notion of hakaras hatov, of gratitude, the tit for a tat, somebody does something for you, then you are obligated to do something back. That is the most basic of all of the notions that require us to do things. And I say this all the time, and it's so important, but the Haggadah on the Seder night, we're supposed to be focused on this as well. Kama malos tovos lamakom aleinu. How many great things did God do for us throughout this whole story? Ilu hotziu mitzrayim elu osa behem shefatim dayenu. We have my favorite song, the Song of Dayenu. And in the Song of Dayenu, we have a bunch of stanzas, about 15 stanzas, stanzas that deal with leaving Egypt, stanzas with deal with the miracles that we experience, five stanzas that deal with being with God. But what we do in this song, which is what is remarkable to me, and I always try to do this in my class, what is Dayenu? Dayenu is a way to take a large story where a tremendous amount of good happens, to break it down into component parts. If I would have only gone out for breakfast, and I wouldn't have done whatever, gone into the car and driven to the football game, it would have been enough. If I just had the car ride, because we had such a good time in the car, but I wouldn't have actually reached the football game, it would have been enough. The notion of Dayenu is to break down this incredible story of Yetzias Mitzrayim and to break it down into its component parts. It's something that really behooves us all to do with all of our lives at all times, to teach our children, to teach whoever's listening, that we need to have our own Dayenu. We expect so much out of life, but as we see, Hakaras HaTov is so basic and so fundamental. The goal of Dayenu is the paragraph, I believe, after Dayenu. Al achas kama v'kama tova kefula umichupelas lamakom aleinu. How much more so, the quadrupled, so much more kefula umichupelas, doubled and quadrupled how much hakaras hatov, how much gratitude we have. And then we're able to say it all, shahutzianu mimitzrayim, v'yasabehem shefatem, v'yasabeh Elohim, v'haregas b'charem. We're able to articulate all of these things after singing a Dayenu. We know how fundamental it is from the name of Moshe. We know how it is from the introduction that God gives to us, the Jewish people, with the Ten Commandments. We know how fundamental it is from Moshe not being able to take the job until he says, thank you, or he says he acknowledges it with Yisro. We have to remember the fundamental nature of Hakaras HaTov, particularly as we come towards Pesach, which is so focused on this Midah. Have a great day.